Burt Bacharach has written huge hit songs, recognizable after just a couple of notes. Alfie, The Look of Love, What the World Needs Now, That's What Friends Are For. Boy, we could go on. He's written 73 top 40 hits, along with musical comedies and collaborations. He's won Oscars and the Gershwin Prize. And his songs are often poised on the edge between poignance and joy, or sometimes the reverse.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pen to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I never fall in love again. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
He has a new memoir out called Anyone Who Had a Heart, and Burt Bacharach joins us from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. And if you call me Burt instead of Mr. Bacharach, that would make my day, Scott.
All right. Well, then I will do it.
Who was that was singing on I'll Never Fall in Love Again?
It was the Carpenters.
It was
so
the Carpenters.
Karen Carpenter, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a voice. You know, and I was not so aware of that record. I'll Never Fall in Love Again, that she had recorded it, and how good that sounded to me. I love it when I get home. Just download it or upload it, whatever the word is, and hear that song sung by Karen, who was this extraordinary voice.
Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you, that is why I'm here.
Let me ask about Hal David, because there's a particularly astonishing sentence in the book where you're talking about writing songs with Hal in the famous Brill Building in Manhattan.
Yep.
And you say, during the next 4 years, I wrote 80 songs with Hal, dot, dot, dot. None of them were hits.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that Burt Bacharach and Hal David would write 80 songs that weren't hits. Can you remember any of them? What happened to them?
Those are the songs you want to forget you wrote, I think. It just wasn't with Hal I was writing. I was writing with Bob Hilliard. And I think he was finding my voice. There was a song called Peggy's in the Pantry that should not have been heard.
Peggy's in the pantry, so are all the boys. Peggy's in the pantry, can't you hear the noise? Fetchy isn't picking on a chicken bone. Peggy's
not everyone is a gem. Where I came from to get to the Brill Building, because with a background in classical music, and certainly hanging out, you know, and studying with Darius Milhaud taught me at a music academy of the West. And he's this brilliant French composer, wonderful man. And taking a composition class with him where I'd written a piece, a sonatina for violin, oboe, and piano. You know, it was very extreme music that people were writing, like we're all influenced by 12-tone music, Alban Berg. And I had this one piece that at the end of the semester, I got to play for Milhaud. Not with the violin, not with the oboe, not with the piano. I had to just do it at the piano. And I was very, very reluctant when it came to the second movement because it was quite melodic instead of being harsh and dissonant and avant-garde. And he took me aside afterwards. And maybe he sensed what I felt, or maybe his just observation was, never be ashamed of something that's melodic. One could whistle. And I said, wow. So that was a valuable lesson I learned from him. Never forgot that one. Never be afraid of something that you can whistle.
There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you.
Let me ask you about some of the music we know so well. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit,
those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
It is not raining in that scene.
I know.
How did that lyric come about? Well, what happened?
I haven't scored that many films, Scott, so, you know, that one kind of spoiled me for a lot, you know. I kept watching it on my Moviola machine, and the more I watched it, the more I heard melodically where I wanted to go, how it would be. This one melody that would then go into sort of like when they started doing tricks on the bicycle, it becomes a little more circusy. I just kept hearing that raindrops keep falling on my head. No, there is no rain, Scott, and it's a clear sky, but it's symbolic.
But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me.
Putting a voice like B.J. Thomas on there with a ukulele, everybody connected with the film wanted Ray Stevens for the picture. He was a very hot singer at the time. He saw the movie, hated the movie, heard the song, hated the song. And we got B.J. Thomas.
Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
Another song I'd like to ask you about. You wrote That's What Friends Are For with your then-wife, Carol Bayer Sager. It's a song that begins with and.
Yeah. Ex-wife, Carol, me, writing that song. Carol is one of the fastest lyric writers ever, you know. But Carol didn't have a lot of patience to sit in a room while I went, like, do I like it like this or do I like it like that? You know, I want to make it as perfect as I can make it. Often it'll be the original instinct, but I kept pushing for, and I start the song, Anna. And she said, why? I mean, finally she said, just to get out of the room, all right, say, and I. Okay, I got to get out of here. And you know, I mean, Carol will be the first to tell you, it makes a difference because it makes it conversational.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try.
Bert, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, I appreciate you, and I like it that you care about the music.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
Bert Bacharach, new book, Anyone Who Had a Heart, My Life in Music. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.